From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hundreds of thousands of Mexicans come to the U.S. every year for work. Ever since World War II, the northward migration has lured away about half the men of the pueblo of Xochila in Mexico's southeast Sierra. People say they're grateful for the money sent back, but they'd rather keep their community intact. So a group of them have begun brewing up what they hope will be a reason to stay home. Marianne McCune reports that they've pinned their hopes on mezcal, a fiery local liquor.
The town of Xochila is half drunk. Not usually. It's the yearly celebration of the village's patron saint. Men with shiny tubas and clarinets toot their way from a dusty bull wrangling arena to a basketball tournament. Xochilans from Los Angeles return every year for this five-day fiesta, videotaping every detail and dancing the local jarabe with pride. Homemade mezcal is part of the welcoming committee. Sometime after midnight, they fall into bed in new brick and cement block houses they've built in hopes one day they can retire here.
Ya se acostumbran a ganar dinero allá.
But Erasmo Luna Mateo says once people get used to making money in the States, it's hard to come back. He spent about 20 years in Los Angeles delivering furniture while he upgraded his family from adobe and dirt floors to cement and metal-framed windows. But while his daughter Mercedes takes refuge there from another passing band and another blaring announcement that someone has a call on the town's only phone line, she admits she would rather have grown up with a dad.
No importa que no tengamos dinero.
Who cares that we didn't have money? Look, we were children. We wanted Papa to take care of us, to hold us.
On one hand, the money her father sent back allowed Mercedes to become who she is. Her pueblo had no middle school when she was young, so she walked an hour and a half each way to sixth grade. For high school, she rented a room in an even farther town. She says people who couldn't get money from relatives in the States simply didn't go to high school. On the other hand, her brother Rodolfo guesses he didn't go because his dad wasn't around to make him.
I needed someone to tell me, look, son, work hard in school, so later you can have a profession.
The fact that so many men are away also weighs on the town. Despite the money that's allowed the 150 families who remain to restore their 16th century church and build a grand town hall, these indigenous pueblos are run and maintained by volunteers, citizens who rotate in and out of service every year because who has time to abandon their farm animals and cornfields to spend their days being mayor or police officer for free?
Ya no tenemos gente para que dé los servicios.
With all the migration, Erasmo Luna says there are too few men to fill all the voluntary posts. And if the population shrinks much more, the government could close down the town's primary school. It was the volunteer treasurer's idea to use mezcal to keep Xochilans in Xochila. Mezcal is similar to tequila, but made from a different kind of agave plant and baked instead of steamed. Xochila is known in these mountains for its fruity and smooth mezcal, so Francisco Seguenza has organized a mezcal collective.
The idea is this, to try to open a source for work for people so that they don't go.
The land along Xochila's dirt roads is divided among residents, and while they used to sell corn and beans for extra cash, the market for their produce has dwindled. Plus, their soil is worn out. Most can only grow enough to feed themselves. But you can see spiky rows of the agave known as maguey up and down these steep hills.
There are 40 or 50 people who have maguey on their plots now. People are growing more.
Oaxacans learned to make mezcal when Spanish colonizers taught them to distill alcohol. People here say it can cure illness, and they still splash mezcal onto the land where a new house is to be built as a goodwill offering. Xochilans have sold it out of big jugs in local markets, but until now, no one's tried to make a business of it. Teodosio Luna's maguey field is down a steep slope next to the road. He's got to take a machete to the meaty stalks before it flowers. When the hearts have absorbed enough water, they'll haul them to Teodosio's palenque, a kind of rustic mezcal factory. Here, they explain, they bake the ripe hearts for 3 days in a pit filled with red-hot rocks and covered with banana leaves. Then they mash the hearts into a fibrous pulp using a horse-drawn cement wheel. The pulp then ferments for about 8 days with acacia bark. So Chilans learned to make mezcal from their fathers and grandfathers.
Yeah, well, my dad didn't make it. He just drank it. But most of us, yeah.
A ways up the mountain at another palenque, a neighbor is stoking a fire to distill a tank of fermented maguey. Steam rises through a copper pipe, then funnels through a tub of cold water, turning back into liquid and trickling out into a plastic jug. The entire process, from 60 raw maguey hearts to 500 liters of mezcal, takes about 40 days, and then it's left to mellow in an oak barrel for months. The longer, the more flavorful. Teodosio says they never use a single chemical.
We don't know how to use it, and we don't want to learn.
Many mezcal producers take shortcuts, such as using fertilizers, so the maguey ferments in 24 hours instead of 8 days. The collective would like to replace its horse-drawn wheels with electric mashers, but they vow never to trade quality or purity for efficiency. That will be their selling point. Their mezcal tastes better, and according to them, is better for you than cheap, commercially produced mezcal. Sigüenza keeps a half dozen plastic jugs stored in the corner of his room, waiting to be aged in oak. He sucks some up with a piece of dried bamboo and lets it fall into a hollowed-out gourd. The bubbles tell whether the alcohol content is right.
They need to go down a little more.
So Sheila has already begun bottling its mezcal to make it harder for a bootlegger to pass cheap stuff off as Xochilan. The colorful label reads, El Xochileño, made in accordance with tradition, with respect for the earth, and with the hope it will make your problems disappear and your celebrations joyous. The group is having some success, going from fiesta to fiesta with their distinctive bottles. But they say to wrest Xochila from dependence on its migrants, they need to break into upscale U.S. markets. No easy task. Single Pueblo producers of all-natural mezcal do sell in the U.S., sometimes for as much as $100 a bottle. But distributors work for years to develop markets and reputations. And the Mexican government has denied Xochila's first application for a license to sell mezcal anywhere, saying it's outside the region designated for mezcal production.
They don't want to give us permission.
On this morning, while Sigüenza's neighbors wake at 2 a.m. to get the fire burning under their distiller, three more Xochilan men are on a bus heading north to the border. That makes Mercedes steam. She has a job as a school teacher, but her boyfriend has been in Los Angeles for 2 years now. Though he calls, she's not sure what will become of them.
If there were some solution, just something so that people don't have to go so far away.
Some way to bring Los Angelinos back to the new houses that dot these hills, and to fill the schoolhouses and staff the town hall, and to ensure the local Zapotecan language won't die out, and the steps to the jarabe won't be lost. In the past, Xochilans have turned to mezcal to help them forget their troubles. This time, they're asking it to do a whole lot more. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in Mexico.